I'm the human torch. I am flame. The nature of flame is to rise. Push your power to its limits. It won't bring you down a second time.
No skis, mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. I got a crib with a studio and it's all full of tracks. That's more waffle plaques. Hanging up in the Alps at back of my house like trophies. Y'all think I'm gonna let my dough freeze? Oh please, you better bow down on both knees. Who do you think taught you to smoke trees? Who do you think brought you the old beats? EZ's, Ice Cubes, and DOC's, the Snoop D-O-double G's. That said, motherfuck the police. Gave you tape with dope beats. Bump with control your hood. When your album sales wouldn't do it too good. Who's the doctor that told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All your players said that I turned. Y'all be the reason that drain bigot no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me. Welcome to the Jordan Leah Program, 76th edition, the week that they announced the new cast for Marvel's The Fantastic Four, and playing Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, will not be me! What do I gotta do? I auditioned for that fucking Stranger Things show, and then they end up choosing this motherfucker as a fucking shit. It was a dream of mine to play Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four for a long time. Chris Evans got to play him. He's a young hotshot, cocky, funny dude. He's young. I'm young. I'm cocky. Right? I'm insane. I'm flame on. I could have fucking did it, bitch. I'm happy for the guy that got it. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. I could be way more mad. If I didn't actually audition for the fucking part. If I did, then I auditioned for fucking the new Saved by the Bell reboot. I don't know if you even noticed. It was fucking a piece of shit. I auditioned for fucking Zach Morris and AC Slater. I was pissed I didn't get that shit. I was like, I don't know. I'm mad every fucking day I'm not AC Slater. I'm mad every day I'm not AC Slater. Oh, I had to catch my breath. That was a good act out. That had a lot of bells and whistles. Okay, they announced the new cast of Marvel's Fantastic Four, and I really, I want to be in the fucking, I forgot to play this shit behind me. I want to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I want to be in every universe, you know what I mean, as an actor. But I'm such a fan of cartoons and shit. And then, you know, as you audition for stuff out in L.A., Hollywood, you start creating your dream roles or types of characters, you know. Like, I would love to play, you know, like a military guy. I would like a sports role, you know. I've been, like, sports adjacent. I've been, like, wearing the varsity jacket. You know, but I wanted to be in, like, a Friday Night Lights show, you know, and I would still love some sort of anything. You know, I've auditioned for, like, MMA stuff and things like that before. You look cool, you know? It makes you look like you're really cool. But, of course, all the Marvel characters. And I started going through the list years ago of the blondies, you know? I'm like, who's blonde? Who's Caucasian and blonde? And, you know, they flip ethnicities and looks of characters all the time, and that's cool, but, you know, I was like Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, Cyclops, X-Men, Captain America. You know, I'm like, they gotta bring back Captain America too. And that's why I shouldn't be too butthurt, because it's a multiverse. There are many different versions. And who knows? Maybe LJ Man will play fucking Johnny Storm. You know? Nicolas Cage thought he was done when Superman didn't shoot in 97. And he got to don the cape in fucking Flash last year. So, you know, things could happen. Yeah. The dude they did. Okay, so I've always had it in my mind, like the game plan to get one of those roles. It's like, you got to book. First, you got to get some sort of TV role. Then you got to get an agent. And then you got to fucking book a co-star role. Co-star is where you're under five lines for one episode. That's your typical first thing you book. Guest star follows that, where you're like throughout the whole episode, you know. Essentially, you get paid more, because like co-star is one day of work. Guest star is usually 5 days of work, so it's like five times the money. And then after that, it's series regular, you know, and everyone's, you know, obviously there's movie roles and that's a little different, but, you know, they like pull the movie roles from this level. There's almost a hierarchy, and it doesn't have to be this way. But I don't know. When I got the old Young Sheldy role, I was like, okay, little fucking reoccurring guest star thing. I was on three of those, and I'm like, oh, man, maybe I got to get a regular role. If I would get a regular role after this, then Marvel starts pulling from the shit. And that's what the dude who got Human Torch, he was Eddie Munson on the latest season of Stranger Things, I believe. Dude's good. Great actor. I mean, great fucking choice. I'm way hotter. I'm way better. But you still made a great choice. I'm sure he's going to be great. I'm sure the Fantastic Four movie was going to be great, whoever the fuck you casted, because it's not even about the acting. I mean, I don't know. Not that it's not about the acting, but there's a lot of us that can play that fucking role. Let's be honest. Yeah, they got him. And dude, I auditioned for season two of Stranger Things to be that the brother that Dacre Montgomery played, which his audition tape is like famously is famously online. It's really good, actually. It's really good of him fucking dancing and shit. Dude, when I recorded my self tape, I still have it. I fucking find it somewhere. When I recorded my self tape for that thing, I was in, dude, it was like my first year of auditioning in LA, and it was a tape. And I was in Michigan at the time, visiting over home, helping my family out, actually. Dude, I don't know. I mean, I did all right, but I couldn't take it seriously that they were casting it off of tape. Or I don't know. I just remember recording it in my parents' laundry room. I had far from a, I didn't have a real reader on the other end. I don't know. Didn't matter. I don't think I was going to beat Dacre for that fucking role. Anyways, am I explaining myself? I wrote the roadmap for Johnny Storm, and it was the correct way, and I just didn't, they didn't have room for me on the trip. That's all right. I'm going to get some fucking badass shit. Whatever. The older I get, the more I'm like, I mean, dude, I would do anything, you know, any sort of role. I want to do all sorts of roles, but I'm less obsessed with, oh, I need an Academy Award. I need to be in the Marvel Universe. I need to be in the DC Universe. I need to make a Ninja Turtles movie. Like, you know, you get a little obsessive compulsive with your goals and your aspirations. And maybe I should just keep on shooting my movies and putting out my podcast, you know, and be content. Why the fuck am I not Johnny Storm, though? Flame on! Because I'm not in the Illuminati yet, okay? And I've asked many times to be in the Naughty, okay? Y'all won't let me in the fucking Naughty. That's why I'm not Johnny Storm. I thought the same whenever I was out in L.A. whenever they cast Tom Holland Spider-Man. Once again, I didn't get auditions for any of these fucking roles. I have auditioned for Marvel like a handful of times, though. I definitely auditioned for like, and I don't even know what role, because they don't tell you. They make you sign an NDA saying you'll never talk about it. But I auditioned for like The Punisher to be, like, small role, not an actual character. And I think for, what was it, the fucking Runaways? That one about the kids with their, that Hulu show? Like, I auditioned for that, and some other random movie. It might have been one of the Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness. Not for any prominent role, though, at all. Unless it was. And then they looked at my podcast and they're like, this guy's a fucking maniac. No fucking way are we inviting him to the Illuminati. All right, well, they announced Pedro Pascal is going to be Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic. And that's cool. And, you know, for the progressive side, which I don't really, you know, I got no qualms with. But it's good. It's a non-white guy leading the Fantastic Four. They chose three other real whitey-whiteys, straight out of England whiteys, though, to play the other roles. So might have some splaining to do. Vanessa Kirby, the dude who played Eddie Munson, and then some other English dude from The Bear, that show. I haven't seen much of his acting. I'm sure they're fine. I got no problem with the casting, other than the fact it's not me. I think it's going to take place in the 60s. A lot of people have been rumored that for a long time. I'm into that. What else was I going to say? Oh, I would have done it. I heard they were going to maybe have Adam Driver be Reed Richards for a while, too. And also, who knows, man? There's a multiverse. You're going to probably see different versions of them anyways at some point. What was I saying? Okay, here's what I would have done, though, for Susan Storm, okay? I would have switched up the casting because they went for another pasty whitey. You know, Vanessa Kirby, and she's great. I love Vanessa Kirby's acting. She's wonderful. Whatever. However, check out this. Kerry Washington. Huh? Broomhilda from Django, and I mean, she's been in a bunch more badass movies than that. And she won an Academy. Did she win an Academy Award for 12 Years Slave, or was that Lupita Nyong'o? And am I just racist for fucking thinking it? Anyways. Kerry Washington as Susan Storm would have been great because, number one, she's an amazing actress. She's beautiful. She would fit the role of Susan Storm perfectly, you know. And it'd be fun with the multiverse because she was in the original 90s, or not 90s, was it 2000s? The first Fantastic Four that Fox made in the 2000s, the one with Jessica Alba. And Michael Chiklis' thing. Anyway, she's like the thing's girlfriend. And she's fine with it because she's blind in that movie. But Chris Evans is the Human Torch in that one. And then, you know, they're doing this sort of multiversal call around where I thought it would be really cool because, number one, it would just be more interesting to me, her playing Susan Storm. And, yeah. Who was I going to pick as the thing? I was like, who should play the thing? I don't know. They should have made the thing like a girl, too. Just switch it all up. Fuck it. You know, have a woman player. I don't know. I didn't have any thoughts about that. Human Torch. I thought it would have been cool if they brought back Michael B. Jordan as Human Torch. Honestly. Like, just do that. He played them in the Josh Trank one with Miles Teller as Mr. Fantastic. And I don't hate that movie, honestly. It's not so terrible. It's very thin, but dude, just bring back Michael B. Jordan to play the Human Torch. Just do that. And I know he's Killmonger. I get it. I know he's Killmonger in fucking Black Panther, but multiverse, man. Fuck it. Just fuck it, dude. I mean, the idea is anyways. Oh, whatever. Maybe I'll be Iceman. Maybe I'll be Cyclops. Maybe I'll be Captain America. Maybe I'll just go watch the movie. Maybe I'll just go look at it with everyone else. Yeah, that was pretty much it. That was my little ranty rant of the week. I'm sorry I'm not Johnny Storm, but you'll all pay. Time for segment two. I'm going to hit you with a little sponsor. Jordan Lear Program sponsored, as always, by Play It Again Sports. Head on down. Get some fucking shoulder pads that have been sweat-stained by some other kid and got fucking something gross growing on them. Go get some fucking ice skates that aren't sharp enough. You know what I mean? What? I shouldn't be trashing Play It Again Sports. I want Play It Again Sports to sponsor me. I want to be the first podcast sponsored by Play It Again Sports. Okay? It's a good business. It's where I got my helmet. You know? You got out of played against sports when you're a kid because, like, you know, brand new shit is like $1 million. And at played against sports, it's like $100. So that's where your parents take you. And you're like, is this shit going to protect me? Fuck. Sure it will. I don't know. Kids shouldn't play sports, probably. Nor should anyone. Fan questions. Thank you to the fans. The millions and millions of subscribers. Everyone that stops for a second, you know, they put a comment. They send me a something. Let me know they like my stuff. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm really overwhelmed by friends being like, I can't believe you're on TV and it's bullshit you're not Johnny Storm. I know. We all know it's bullshit. But thank you. Please keep hitting the like, subscribe. Like, subscribe, and just worship me. Just worship me. Be concerned with where my career is at all times. If you can keep doing that and subscribing on Patreon, give me a dollar, and then instead giving me like $10 or $20, you know, make me rich. Make me rich. Worship me. If you can keep doing that, or whatever, just live your life. Fan questions, though. Got some comments, fan questions over the such and such. What do I got here? Okay, here's my buddy Lee Jennings, fucking great friend and fan of my comedy. He said on the Pepsi versus Coke, last podcast I did, the Pepsi Challenge, you know, he said cocaine over Coke. And he's got to be right, you know? I don't think he's necessarily endorsing one or the other, and neither am I. But, I mean, it's probably worth more money overall. You gotta think so. What else did Lee say? Oh, he was talking about, because I underline words I don't know in books. He's like, dude, me too. He said, takes me weeks to finish books. Gee, that sounds kind of fast to me, man. I think you're a good reader, Lee. I don't think there's anything wrong with reading slow. I really don't. I think just doing it. Just putting your attention, like working out. I don't think there's anything wrong with working out in a chill way. I think what's more important is that you, like, do it, you know? I don't think there's anything wrong with jerking off. I think you should just do it, you know? Post about it. Here we go. From one of my old, this girl I went to high school with, Tia Walker. She was talking about Taylor Swift, because I was posting about Taylor Swift at the fucking NFL. And she's like, every female suddenly likes NFL. Puke. I agree. But that's because I'm a fan of puking. You know, it's very healthy, especially if you're drinking. Get that alcohol out before you go to bed. You need to do it. Don't let it fester in there. Don't let it fucking do that shit. Okay, here's a good one. Here's some, get a little controversy. So I'm posting all about fucking Taylor Swift in the Chiefs name. And I had this whole thing. I was about to say I'm not going to get into it, but I'm kind of going to get into it. I had this whole thing about how the Chiefs name is racist and they won't fucking change it. And it's crazy. And it's crazy you got this chick and you thought it would bring enough attention with her dating Travis Kelce that they might be more pushback on the name. And there's like zero fucking pushback at all. By the way, I am not offended by anything, okay? I am astounded by humanity and what everyone is and isn't and what people like to pick and choose to be upset about and pick a stand against. And I just like calling out hypocrisy. I'm not offended by any of it. I'm not offended by the Chiefs name. It is racist, though. How can I be so... You know, it's a fucking sports tea. I mean, the whole thing about killing all the fucking Native Americans, that's the racist part, okay? That's where you got me. Everything after that, I'm like, okay, well, it's just a big fucking idiot fest of what are we talking about? Anyways, this dude, DJ Frozart, his name on my TikTok, he said he had a problem with me having a problem with the Chiefs name, and he goes, Oklahoma had a huge Native American population. Chiefs isn't offensive. I'm like, yeah, keyword there, baby. Had. What happened to them? Where's that story? You don't just get to fucking take this Chiefs name and like, that's the other thing. You're not honoring any certain fucking tribe, okay? I guess the Blackhawks, the Chicago Blackhawks, the hockey team, I've heard that they have a deal worked out with the Blackhawk tribe. They actually give them money, you know, and it's like they're cool. You know, that's something, okay? You're just Chiefs. You're just calling them the Chiefs. And then I looked it up. The reason why they're called the Chiefs is because their former owner, they called him Chief. They nicknamed him Chief because he was like the boss. Like, hey, listen to you, Chief. He was white. He wasn't even Native American. It's not like they named it after a guy who was, you know, it's just a fucking, it's not like they're the Chiefs. They're the leaders. They're like, we're the Native Americans. Anyways, I'm not offended. Everyone else should be. The war paint, the fucking tomahawk chop, you know. I don't know, man. There's got to be, say there's a world where we do that. There's got to be so much of a better way to fucking do it, you know. They're like, well, we should honor them. It's like, okay, we'll talk to them. Because I keep reading the reports of what the Native American population is saying, and they're not into it, bro. They are not fucking into it at all. Not this way. Not the Kansas City Chiefs. Once again, I'm not offended. Thank you for writing in, though. Keep the conversation going. I think, you know, we gotta sort this out, you know. I didn't just call him a racist. I was like, once you call someone a racist, the argument's over, you know, on both sides. I'm like, let's have some dialogue. Appreciate you writing in, GJ Frozart, and yeah. Oh, D. Willie wrote also about books. He said, read Malcolm Gladwell's take on the Pepsi Challenge. And I actually haven't yet. I should have. I'll circle back to that next pod. I bet it's good. Pepsi Challenge. It's interesting. It'd be more interesting if I was fucking Johnny Storm, but ooh, maybe I'll be Johnny Storm's boyfriend in this. Yeah. I don't know why. Because it's like, I'm fucking Johnny Storm. If I'm not fucking Johnny Storm, then I'm fucking Johnny Storm. You know what I mean? Maybe a new fucking steal your IP. I'll do whatever I want with it. Alrighty, time for the program. Time for everything I watched, read, enjoyed, list of things that I obsessive compulsively wrote down. You know, sometimes they're on in the background while I do writing. Sometimes I'm really watching them. Let's get it started with movies. Movies I sat down and watched. Now, I get hyper obsessive, and it's Valentine's Day. It was this past week. And it was a Super Bowl. So I centered towards football and romance movies. I watched Blue Valentine. Dude, that's a good movie, but I never want to watch it again. Fucking Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. It's like a real story of a real couple falling in love and coming apart. And it was really uncomfortable. Really good. Never want to watch it again. Great movie. Probably one of the best movies about love ever. Don't need to see it ever again. I watched Draft Day with Kevin Costner. Ugh, boring. Not good. It's so just like, who cares? Like, one producer was watching the NFL draft on SportsCenter one day and was like, oh, this is like a big deal. Oh, shit, they do this every year? Yeah, we should make a movie out of this, right? There's got to be something here. And maybe there is, but that movie fucking sucked. Necessary Roughness. That's a good one. That's a 90s movie, like 91 movie about football. Where they get like this old quarterback to come play quarterback. It's kind of like Major League. The movie, it's like a sports movie with some comedy. Like all the players are a character of sorts. One of the characters in it is played by Andy Lauer, who I acted with in the Lifetime movie, Am I a Serial Killer? He plays the serial killer, spoiler alert, but he plays the doctor and he kills me in that fucking movie. And he's in this. He was on, like, Caroline in the City. Super nice fucking dude. He should have been in Fantastic Four. He should have been Reed Richards. Should have been Andy Lauer and me, motherfucker. One day. I watched Dirty Dancing for the first time ever. One of my girlfriend's favorite movies. How have I not seen this movie before? This is an excellent movie. Patrick Swayze. Dude, it's like, it's cheesy in the way, you know, with some cheddar on it, the way an 80s movie is. I forget what year it actually is. But, like, it's kind of just epic and good, you know? It's a lot of good, like, movie cliche things. I wonder if they've done this on Broadway, because it would rip as a Broadway play. No one puts Baby in a Corner. I liked that. And it had a tone about it where it's like it's fun and light but kind of dark, you know. I was watching Cruel Intentions recently and Saltburn 2, and I was like, these are weird movies. And I'm like, man, I could see how Dirty Dancing's kind of weird. Like in a way I like too. Some dark smorshin topics going on. Dirty Dancing, double feature with Footloose. Dirty Dancing versus Footloose. I know, is that a thing? I don't feel like I hear people talk about the dichotomy between those two movies enough. They're both about dancing. Anyways, I watched the greatest Super Bowl movie of all time, and one of the only Super Bowl movies that actually has the Super Bowl in it, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That's a fucking badass movie. Classic comedy. It's so genius because Jim Carrey, I was telling my lady, I was like, dude, he's like over the top. But every time he's being over the top, it's just to like mock the person. Like he's really smart in the movie. You know what I mean? He also did fucking Lee Strasberg method, fucking animal work. He did some bird work to get into character. That'll be a whole nother fucking podcast. Jim Carrey's an amazing actor. And so am I. Why is he not Reed Richards and me, the human fucking torch? Flame on. Smoking. Would have been a great combo. Second greatest Super Bowl movie of all time. Two for the Money. Matthew McConaughey, Al Pacino, gambling movie. They play like sports bettors and shit. And it ends with the Super Bowl. Dude. That is really fucking good, man. Fun. It's a fun movie, and it's about people with addictions. It's great. I love that. I watched Notting Hill for the first time. I didn't like it, man. I always heard, like, this was sort of the one that sort of launched Hugh Grant. And I like Hugh Grant. I don't know. About a Boy is so much better than this movie, in my opinion. Pretty Woman is so much better than this movie, in my opinion. There's some sort of fun, awkward English comedy going on. I don't know. Notting Hill isn't my jam. Wish Upon a Star. That fucking 1996, like, made-for-TV movie. It's like Freaky Friday style with the sisters switch. They wish upon a star, and then they switch minds, the older sister with the younger sister. Oh, yeah, Katherine Heigl. That's a great fucking movie. That might be my favorite Freaky Friday movie. Also, where it's like the body switch. Then I watched 10 Things I Hate About You. And I watched 10 Things I Hate About You because I read the play for the first time, The Taming of the Shrew, which 10 Things I Hate About You is loosely plot based on, you know? And I like 10 Things I Hate About You more than the play. Go figure. Heath Ledger's a badass, dude. Heath Ledger is a bad MF-er. He's so fucking suave. I dig him. And I watch What Women Want. Great Mel Gibson movie. Is that the greatest Mel Gibson movie of all time? Maybe. I love What Women Want. I love it. That's a great supernatural rom-com, too. You know? Like Love Potion Number 9. Or, you know, some with a little supernatural element tossed in there. Losing steam. Then I watched Failure to Launch, which is a lot better than How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's the superior McConaughey rom-com, in my opinion. I don't know if everyone else feels that way. I know they don't. I like Failure to Launch a lot. Great Sarah Jessica Parker movie. Then I watched Her. Dude, it's only my second time watching this, and I think I need to watch it again. It's made in 2013. Joaquin Phoenix, about like dating an AI robot, Scarlett Johansson. That movie's good, and it's freaky
how it's supposed to be like real dystopian futuristic. And it's like, yo, this movie is about something from 3 years ago. Like, we're already there, dude. It is over. Then I watched the greatest rom-com of all time, Hitch. Will Smith is the greatest actor of all time. Will Smith should have been Reed Richards, and I should have been Johnny Storm. What the fuck? Flame on. We could have got jiggy with it in space together. I could have been Johnny Storm, and Will Smith could have been Reed Richards. And that would have been... Tell the truth. That would have been amazing casting. Dude, Will Smith, he's perfect age, you know. He could have been Reed Richards. I would have had him slap me, too. Every fucking scene, I would have let him. Will Smith's amazing. He's the greatest actor of all time next to me. He should have been Reed Richards, and I should be fucking Johnny Storm. All right, I need to get over it. For TV, I watched True Detective Night Country. There's only one episode left. You know, it's at that point in the show where you're like, what's going on? What are we trying to solve? But I like it. I watched the Super Bowl. Okay, the biggest story of the Super Bowl, it wasn't Usher. It wasn't Taylor Swift. It wasn't the fucking game. It wasn't Deadpool Wolverine trailer, which, wow, I think I need to have a whole episode about that. That was awesome. But, dude, Andy Reid has a discoloration on his mustache. And it was brought to my attention by my girlfriend that it is from pussy stain. Yeah. He's got his fucking, how's it goes? His red beard white? No. His white beard is like, his white mustache has got like red on it. And it's pussy stain from licking pussy. The fucking, the acid. It really can, happens. That's what his little thing is between his fucking, yeah. And I think he likes it. I think he likes flaunting it too, because, I don't know. His wife looked like a fucking trophy wife. He was with her, and he was, like, having a joyous time after they fucking won. He's like, look at my wife. I'm like, yeah, I can see your wife. I couldn't believe that. My girlfriend, she's like, that's from this. And I was like, really? And he doesn't dye it to cover it up. He's like, yo. Check out how I fucking go down. Andy Reid. Cool guy. Fucking Rex Ryan, the old coach of the Jets. He had that foot fetish video that got released of him and his wife or whatever. He ain't got nothing on Andy Reid's pussy stained mustache. Super Bowl is cool. I like Usher. Jeopardy. I watch Jeopardy every week. Documentaries. I watched Generation X. Was that the previous week? I don't know. Watched the Tinder Swindler. God. So this movie, I felt it should have been about how dumb the woman was. Like, this isn't about a smart guy. This isn't about a Tinder Swindler. Like, this is about a Tinder idiot. This lady kept giving him bukus of money. Whatever. Then I watched the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker. That dude who had the interview, he hit the dude with a hatchet. The guy was like, smash! This dude, I don't know. It was a pop culture thing, like 10 years ago. Barely. He, like, drugged the guy that he smashed. It came out. And there was fucking, I don't know. Then he killed somebody after. It's pretty epic, man. Netflix is good with the true crime. They just lock that down, don't they? All right, that's all I want to fucking say. That's all there is to say. That's all there is to say. I'm not the Human Torch, but I am a giant flamer. That's not true. I'm a heterosexual man. I don't think I'm gay. I really don't. But if that's what it would have taken to be the Human Torch, I would have done it, guys. I would have done anything to be the Human Torch. That's not true. But I would have tried my best. I turned down the role. I hereby veto the role.
I don't want it. Bart Knockers, flame off. Flame off.
kid died today, Sue. Died because of me. Because I never stopped to consider what the human torch might mean out there in the real world.
Thank you.